I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Okay, we are very happy to have in studio today two of the heads of Jillian Michaels Workout Junkies, Carlin, Lisa, Jillian.
We're so excited to
meet
you.
Hi, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Yes,
thanks
nice
for
to meet
coming.
You.
What's going on?
We're so excited to come
so
down.
Sorry
and
for you.
First, we have to say all of the junkies are so, so excited that we're here. And we have to say hello to you from everybody in the group.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Hello back, everybody in the group.
Which I should interrupt to say, it's a very strong group.
Oh, my God.
It's
crazy.
It's an incredibly healthy,
it's insane
big group.
Where are you guys now?
I think we're at just under, I heard 59,000 this morning in the Facebook. And then the Instagram, I think, is at 41,000.
It's awesome.
It's wild.
Yeah, just about. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, thank you.
No, it honest to God, has nothing to do with me. It's the community you've built. It's really cool.
Built on your name. Everyone searches that, and then that's where they all want to go.
Fantastic, though.
Yeah.
No, it really is. It's because it's just a great, supportive community.
So you guys polled the gang.
We did.
And came up with some questions that I know that you wanted to ask Jillian.
A lot of the questions were repeaters, though. I think you've answered them before. So we tried to pick some of the more original ones.
Rude.
So do you want to start?
Yes. A major question everybody in our group has is, will there be a sequel to Body Shred?
No. And the reason is because everything's going to live on the app now.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. so that's what we're wondering. On the app, sure. But it won't be, it's not Body Shred, it's Slim 60.
Right.
So the sequel to Body Shred would be Body Shred classes, in that they can evolve. In Canada, who are we working with in Canada, G?
Can't Fit Good Pro. Life.
Can't Fit Pro. So we wanted the trainers to kind of bring it to life and take it into the next incarnation. For content creation, we've got a couple more DVDs coming out with our Gaiam deal, but they'll all live on Fit Fusion. And any other program I create, I'm going to create for the app.
Yeah.
Because that's where I can make it dynamic. Like, you can literally go through and say, all right, yeah, but I like all this, but I don't want this workout. I have a knee injury. And I don't want the vegan meal plan. I want the gluten-free meal plan. And it's just the way of the future. It gives the customization and the personalization in real time. And it also allows me to give hundreds of workouts in one platform instead of like, okay, I've got three. And then everyone's like, well, when do I do what? And how do I use it with the other DVD? And so it'll all live probably on the app in the future.
That's great. So would you say you might not ever do any more DVDs at one point?
We've got a couple more left on the Gaiam deal. How many more? Three left. So we have three left on the Gaiam deal, but all that DVD follow along content in video form will live on Fit Fusion. So it will go to digital follow along like that. We'll go to digital regardless, just on the Fit Fusion platform. And then the app is obviously more interactive. Like, you tell me what you want, or you pick a program or a meal plan. So
I love the app. My favorite part, well, other than you, of course.
But of course.
Is that you can incorporate your own music, because I put some pretty fun songs in there. And to see you working out to them, it just cracks me up. Sorry.
What? Junk girl? Junk girl? What?
Yes.
Yes. Say it. Okay, so I'll give you guys a little insight as to something cool that we're about to do.
Ooh. Oh, scoop. Ew.
Scoop.
Scoop.
Jillian will be making Apple Music playlists on a weekly basis that will pull into your app and or your watch.
Do you know how many times we get asked in our group if we would make a Junkies playlist?
Right, but the beauty about this is Jillian can say, this is what I'm listening to this week.
And then you can change it.
And you can pull it in to your app.
Yeah, but what's going to happen is Giancarlo is going to be playing house music from some underground nightclub in Spain. That sounds like, I gotta find it. Let's see. Here, you ask your next question. I'll find you part of the mix that he made for tomorrow.
Okay, actually, the next question was about
Navigar. This one?
Yeah.
The next question was about the app was.
Oh dear.
See? So is that a burpee one? Yeah. Or is that like a.
Depends on how well you guys are doing tomorrow. I swear to God, I literally was just going to be like, all right, we're going to take this one step at a time, because 45 minutes is a long time. So I might be like, and everybody march in place or not. We'll
freestyle. See. Everybody freestyle.
Yeah, exactly.
Freestyle.
And dance.
The app. Back to the app. The medicine ball is an option on the app that maybe a lot of people don't know about, right? To incorporate a
the
medicine
Swiss ball. Yeah.
The Swiss ball. Sorry.
No, the medicine ball is in there too.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Gosh,
yeah.
Guys.
Okay. A lot of the people ask if they're going to buy one because they've never worked with one. Sorry. It is called the medicine ball, we decided, right?
Okay. The heavy padded. Yeah, yes, the med ball. Okay. And the big giant inflatable thing is the Swiss ball. Or body ball.
So for the medicine ball, for people who've never used one before and they want to add that to the app, with what size should they start with?
It just depends on your fitness level.
Let's just say that we've done your DVDs for like 2 years and we're fairly fit. And we're going to the store, because that's what the junkies are going to say. But I'm going to the store. Like, they're not going to accept that. They're
going to
say,
store. They're going to buy one.
An idea. Like, should it be 10? Should it be 20?
You know? I wouldn't buy equipment for at home unless it's an adjustable set of dumbbells. This way, if you go to the gym, then you can cue in on anything that's weighted other than dumbbells. And the obvious is, hey, if you can perform it with good form, you know, for at least half of the reps within a 30-second interval, so 15 reps, you're fine. Once your form becomes compromised, you need to go lighter. That's the general rule of thumb. So if you're going to buy equipment at home, it's something that's unilateral, so like a body ball is not weighted, so you can't really go wrong, or a set of adjustable dumbbells.
Okay.
Are you done cackling?
Yes.
Thank you.
They're just all quiet now.
Yeah, because they've been scorned.
They've been schooled.
And they're about to be shunned. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
I've been wanting to ask you this for a while. What do you, you've probably answered it a lot, supplements, protein powders, someone that wants to gain.
Bulk up.
I have the opposite. Does that mean I'm
bulk.
Not lifting enough weight, or does that mean I'm not eating enough?
So what you want to do is eat, if you, like, you want to eat about 20 calories per pound of body weight, which generally comes to about 10% more than your active metabolic rate, right? So how much do you weigh?
About 112.
Okay. Or so. A little teeny percent. 112. Okay. Times. So you'd eat about 2,300 calories.
Okay.
On the day you train.
Okay.
I eat 2,000 on the days I, you know, because I'm in maintenance mode. So you eat, and you have to, you do have to lift heavier.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. You definitely, and you got to eat a lot of protein. It's hard. It's hard. For supplements, I would say branched chain aminos. And
a protein powder, like smoothie type.
That's
that
totally
any...
fine to add calories to it. Absolutely.
Okay.
Sure.
And is it important to have it right after the workout?
No, totally irrelevant.
Irrelevant. Okay.
I mean, for feeling, like, in order to feel better, you're going to want to boost your blood sugar back up. But the whole, like, golden hour absorption
is
no.
Okay. That's...
It's just a matter of having your blood sugar drop down and being hungry and tired. And so rehydrating, giving yourself electrolytes and glucose back into the system.
And we also have read online some people advocate for advanced exercisers to take a week off a year, like 7 days in a row straight or 5 days in a row straight.
Right.
And we were very curious about what your thoughts are on that.
There are a lot of different theories on recovery. I can tell you that my one universal rule is I don't like to train a muscle group, whether you're trying to gain or you're trying to lose, without 2 days of rest in between, because recovery is so important. So I like to train each muscle group twice a week, and I like to let it rest 2 days in between training sessions. So let's say you did a push split on Monday, Thursday, a pull split on Tuesday, Friday, an off day on Wednesday, and so on. With that said, if you are an advanced athlete or a professional athlete, coaches will usually periodize your training. So they'll have you advance, 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 and then go back 25%, and then keep going from there. So they'll take you up, and then they'll have you go back about 25-30%, and then they'll have you continue going up. So it's sort of like a four steps forward, one step back. Oh, Nick's here, guys. Four steps forward, one step back sort of a thing. With that said, about the week off, I don't know what the logic would be about one full week off, because it's really more about recovering from your training regimen. So you train hard, you recover. You should have an integrated recovery program in place all year long with at least a day off a week, preferably two.
Oh, okay. And those days off for rest, we have a lot of members who talk about active rest days, and it's a lot of disagreements about what constitutes active rest and what is actually still training on your rest day.
Yeah, like very low intensity movement is active rest. Like a long stroll, you know, a leisurely bike ride.
So not a Jillian Michaels yoga meltdown DVD and a treadmill or something.
Yeah,
right?
No.
Okay,
it's
so
just
really...
it's like just very, you know, long, slow, steady, low impact, low intensity movement.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Like I was working out with my brother, and he's a disaster, and I was like, take the day off. And he's like, I'm like, you can go to the gym, you can walk. You can walk my dog. I wanna walk the dog. But so that's what I'm talking about. That walk, chill, relax.
Perfect. Do you want to ask about the DVDs? That they're I'll ask about the DVDs because I know what I want to say. I thought we were prepared. Yeah. Me, but. Okay, so you have your DVDs, right? Like your 30-day shred or your Ripped in 30 and your all those ones that people love to use.
Okay.
And we often get questions, how is this I thought you weren't supposed to work out every day. I think you're supposed to do 30-day shred every day for like 5 days on level one or 6 days on level one, take a rest day and then move up to level two. Like, we'd give the best advice we can in the group and best on what we've kind of seen. But we would really like to say, like, are you supposed to do level one Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, take a rest day Thursday, Friday till you're ready, move to level two Monday, Tuesday? Or what do you recommend officially?
You know, DVDs are really challenging that way, simply because you can't build in a program, which is why I like the app, right? So, like, I think I did the 30-day program on there is like banging bikini body or something. It's 30 days and it has like 12 workouts. And I got to do muscle splits and I got to put in rest days and I got to put in active recovery days. So with something like that, a DVD that's a program, like a 30-day program, I would say, okay, there are three workouts. 10 days, you're going to be on level one. 10 days, you're going to be on level two. 10 days, you're going to be on level three. And you're going to want to take 2 days rest, 2 days rest, 2 days rest throughout the month. But then there are other DVDs that are kind of one-offs. So it's like, oh, I want a kickboxing workout today. Oh, I think I'll do yoga meltdown today. Oh, I think I'll do killer abs today. And those you can incorporate into an overall program. So oh, I'm going to do killer abs. Oh, tomorrow I'm going to do killer buns and thighs. Oh, the next day I'm going to go to the gym. Oh, you know what? I'm going to take the day off. Oh, I think I'll do Yoga Inferno. So you can incorporate those workouts as one-off workouts, but on a 30-day program or a body revolution or a body shred, those are more specific. And that's why, again, that's what I like about the app is I can literally say, here's what you're doing every single second of this program. Mm-hmm. And conversely, if you want a one-off, I can create that based on you saying, I want to do abs today. I have 10 minutes. I'm an intermediate level athlete and I have this equipment available and I can create it for you in the moment. So that's where technology and the advancement of it going into this digital and interactive realm of smartphones, what have you, is so much more advantageous.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. You don't have to ask somebody how am I supposed to
be. It's so much easier for me to be like, and you know, DVDs, they're $9, you own them forever, but the cool thing about an app is it's a total solution. So you could, I'm having a baby. Well, there's postnatal. I want a 30-day program. I want an abs program. I want a buns program. I want a one-off in my hotel. I want to, you know, we're going to add kickboxing, yoga, and prenatal into it. So you can give everybody everything in one program and ongoing recipes and working on a live feature and tapping into your smartphone so we know where you live and how much you slept and how much water you drank and I can tailor your programs
and your equipment
in
you
real time.
What
exactly.
What about the older gals? When's that gonna kind of come in? We got
you know I don't believe in that.
What, the older gals?
No, I don't create fitness programs based on your age. Yeah, I create it based on your goal and your level of athleticism.
But unless people know that.
I've said it for 10 years.
But I think sometimes when people are looking at your material, they think there's a bit of, and I'm not saying ageism, but I think they don't know that there is something, that's your philosophy, right?
Yeah.
I actually have to agree because we do get that question as well as I think some of the questions might have been, is she going to do a DVD for older people? And then is she going to do a DVD for bonsai? Is she going to do a bonsai DVD?
No.
But there is a misconception. And I think I really do believe that some people are will exclude themselves from it, not knowing that that's your philosophy. That's all I'm saying. So if there was a way you could make that message stronger.
Fitness for beginners.
I suppose.
It doesn't matter. That's ageist.
No, I realize that, but it's being ageist by maybe you should put an older gal on the cover so that visually you can see.
I think Janice should go on the cover.
Yes.
I think that's where this is headed.
I don't know. I don't think that's a good idea.
No, but you know what?
I don't think
that's just why we keep Janice on the radio.
I'm just saying that I think there's a misconception. And you know what? You can come up and play with your bird, but I'm just saying that there are people out there who want to know that question. Oh, good God, she's kissing the bird's crotch.
You're
oh
my baby.
Wow, that, I didn't need to see that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Well, actually, I will add one more thing to that first, is that they also ask if you're going to create a DVD for people with injuries. And we always say, we always say, just do what she has out there and just modify accordingly. Well, but I don't know. Maybe we shouldn't be saying that.
No, you know what? You're actually very, you're very smart. So I can't create a DVD for injuries. I wouldn't even begin to know. Like, I can't diagnose people. The lawsuits would be pouring in. I have to refer them to a doctor and then say, look, you know, check with your doctor. In the DVDs, I'll say, hey, if you need to modify, right, follow so-and-so, take the impact out, try this, try that. But check with your doctor, check with your doctor. It's such a litigious world here in America that it really limits the what you can do and what you can't do.
And we must say thank you for not suing us so far for any of the advice we've given out in the group.
Suing you? No, what are you talking about?
So random.
No, thank you for it's community.
Not suing, right.
Not suing us.
Yeah, because people do. Nicole, contact that Amanda woman, will you?
I already called her.
You did? Are you on it?
Yeah, I'm on it. Filling out stuff right now.
Lock it down, old girl. I literally, in all transparency, I have been trying to plan this. I have spent months.
Oh, my God.
Months. I'm not kidding. Months. Hours of my life trying to lock down the details. Trying to get this done. And every day, it's like, what is it? What is it? I'm in quicksand. I'm stepping in quicksand every day. So I finally feel like I have locked down a very critical, important pillar of this holiday. Mm-hmm. And I need her to handle it.
Not me. That would be Nicole that she's pointing at.
That's Nicole.
Nicole's over there. She was out, and now she's here.
Nicole has hit a wall with her evolution. And I've decided that she needs to get boot camped in order to get to the next level. So
her evolution is what? As a human being?
No.
I'm blonde and I have teeth. What more do I need?
Nicole.
No. And no. Nicole still sees. She can still see obstacles. My goal is to systematically lobotomize the parts of her brain that perceive
the
obstacles. Mm-hmm. There are no obstacles, Nicole. It's just no problem, Jill.
You got this.
No problem, Jill.
And then you tirelessly work until you have found a solution. Am I crystal clear?
Crystal.
Oof. Yikes.
Don't f this up.
Who said that? Crystal. Oh, that was in A Few Good Men. Oh, God, that was a good movie.
Sounds like a
Am I clear? Crystal.
Jack Nicholson.
Okay.
I have a couple fill-in-the-blanks.
I'm ready.
Okay, wait. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back with Lisa and Carlin from the Jillian Michaels Workout Junkies, and we will do fill-in-the-blank with Jillian.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's not forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program. Snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, we are back with Lisa and Carlin from the Jillian Michaels Workout Junkies. Girls, take it away.
We'll start with Nicole since we were just talking about her. I wish Nicole would stop
drinking. She drinks too much. She's an alcoholic.
Nicole wishes I would start
being nice to her.
Is that true, Nicole?
No, when she's nice, something's up.
she wants something. But
isn't that funny?
I'd say Nicole would say remember.
Oh, she wants her to remember.
Wow, you see that?
Remember.
I can't remember at all. My brain capacity can only handle so much. I literally left my dog in the garage today. Dr. Newberg. I left her in the garage. We're doing work on the farmhouse, so like I've had to take certain creatures that are sensitive to fumes to the other house. So I was taking Dr. Newberg back over to the farm, and I was taking Lou to summer school, and Heidi was taking Phoenix to camp, and I just left Dr. Newberg in the garage. So I had to send Auntie Smash to go get Dr. Newberg. I'm exhausted.
I'll never forget the day that
Trump was elected president.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
Yeah. I can't. Every day I'm like, what will this look like in the history books in 20 mm-hmm. years?
What I will say this that look too. Like? I say that to my husband. I wonder what history is going to say about that.
I truly am like, when a madman was elected president, because I'm actually positive. I think he might have like... I seriously believe in the bottom of like my soul that he has like some sort of illness in his brain, because he didn't actually used to be. I mean, he was whatever, but like he was a Democrat. He was like pro Planned Parenthood because they do other things other than abortion, for God's sake. And he was able to see that they signed a whole thing for the environment. Like, he wasn't a mental lunatic. He wasn't calling Mexican immigrants rapists. Like, he's... something's wrong. He's deranged. He's not well. So that's... it's not even like, oh, I just do it. He's mentally ill. And I just can't... I don't know how... This is where you're like, I have been jettisoned into a parallel universe of madness. There's a truly mentally ill person, like, leading the free world. It's... I can't. I mean, that is just... I cannot believe it. I don't even know how to, when our kids look back, it's like, what the hell?
So you'll never ever forget that day.
No,
never.
No, I was like, oh my god, the world's gone crazy. I literally, yeah, I was like, this is insane. So
I really like people who
are kind to other people.
Oh, see, there needs to be more of that.
Considerate, empathetic, unlike me. news.
I can't stand it when people
are not kind and empathetic.
See? Exactly.
Oh my god. And then, by the way, then I can go Dexter on them. Then they tee themselves up. I'm like, okay. There was a dude the other day at CVS, my poor son. There's a little old lady in front of us, right, in line, and there's a couple of registers, and one of them opens up. And I kind of didn't see, and I start to, he's like, okay, next in line. I started to walk, and then I was like, oh my God, ma'am, I'm so sorry. And she's like, no, I'm going to go to this register. And I was like, are you sure this one's open? And this guy behind both of us is like, I'm just going to go. And I turned around, you would have died. And I was like, the fuck you are. Sit back down right now. And everybody, my son was like, mama, you are mad. And I was like, this is exactly what I don't want you to be like. This a-hole right here. I'm like, there's a woman, an elderly lady, and a child. You scumbag. And I came home and told Nicole, I almost got in a fight in the parking lot at CVS. And he deserved it. I should have popped his tires.
I can't let her go anywhere.
He deserved it. Don't you?
That reminds me of the time that we were in Chicago about to do the Steve Harvey show.
Who did I get in? Oh, yeah.
And they dropped us off at the wrong entrance.
Oh, so, yeah.
My charming self, I go up to the guy manning the command post. I go,
I forgot
excuse
exactly
me, sir.
What I did.
How do we get to the Steve Harvey studio? He's like, you can't be here.
Yeah.
And I go, excuse me? I said, we were just dropped off. She's going to be a guest on the show, and we're just trying to find where
that's
the
right.
entrance is. He's like, you cannot stand here. I was like, well,
in the lobby.
You're not telling me where to go. You're telling me I can't stand in the lobby, and we're waiting for our contact to come out. I'm just trying to find which way so we can meet her there. The guy starts raising his voice, and Jill's like, listen, you f***ing asshole.
I did. I hate people like that.
I
hate it. It's once you have revealed yourself to be an asshole, you're fair game. Then
she
I can unleash.
Nutballs.
I did. I was like, all right, enough of this. John Carl was like, oh my God.
I was like, there you go, buddy. You just got bitched out. Which way are we going?
Yeah.
I will be super cool and nice until you like Maya Angelou yourself to me and you're like, look at me, I'm an asshole. And then it's open season. That's when I'm like, oh, just get out of the way.
That's exactly
how I am. No, let me. No, please. Yeah. No, I want this. Can I have it? No, it's mine. Dude, I know. I'm going to end up dead. I am. Someone's going to shoot me on the highway. But it will have been worth it. Anyway, that.
I think we have one more there. I wish I could forget the day that, and it can't be Trump.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. That's why I didn't ask
it.
Yeah.
Oh. I wish I could forget the day that.
Oh, I wish I could forget the day that. Oh, man, there was a horrible day. When Lou first came home from Haiti, I had to get, holy crap, I can't even, blood, lots of blood. And she was just 2 years old. It was one of the most horrendous experiences. They had to tie her down. I had to hold her down. It was 2 hours of sticking a two-year-old over and over while she was screaming and crying, looking at me, mama, 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 because that's all she could say. And I literally called the doctor. I fired that pediatrician. I was like, you're out of your mind. Are you out of your mind? And I was like, what is it that you need all this blood? It was like 23 vials of blood. What? And I was like, yeah, well, because, you know, she was coming. There was a few things that were going on. And, you know, there were some things going on, but nothing that required 23 vials of blood. And it was horrible. It was horrible. One of the worst days of my, it was horrible.
Oh.
Horrible. Ugh.
That does sound horrible. Now I want to cheer you up.
Yes, cheer her up now.
It was the worst.
Okay, craziest thing a fan has ever given you.
Oh, the shrine.
Oh, the shrine?
The shrine we got in the...
A shrine?
I
blocked it out.
I will say the craziest thing that ever transpired was
a gun,
a painting of Jillian that put into her room in Edmonton, Canada. Ottawa. Do you remember that?
I do.
She walks in the room. She's like, what's this? And the person in the hotel's like, oh, we let the person into the room to put it because they're a personal friend. Remember how sketchy?
Of the owner.
We left that hotel.
Yeah.
Somebody... Yeah. Wasn't there a gun? You said to tackle someone.
No, that was in Australia. What happened was we were doing the VIP meet and greet, and there was a person in line that was not
That's
well.
That's not a fan, though. That's a crazy person. Yeah. That's
and
the thing.
And she approached
the
front of the line and had her hands behind her back, and I was, you know, waving people through to go to Welshie and then to go to you to take a photo with Jill, and she sticks her hand behind her back and says to me, you know, something to the effect like, I have a gun.
Yeah.
And, I remember that. And remember I tackled her?
For those of you who have not seen John Carlo, we call him the Silverback Gorilla because he's enormous.
I don't take those threats lightly in today's world. And then remember we made sure that she was banned from the rest of the venues in Australia.
And we had to have security watch. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but that's not a fan. That's just a crazy
Well, and I don't think I really cheered you up there.
So yeah, you wanna finish fill in the blank on a high note.
Okay,
so.
Okay.
Oh, do we have any? Well, we don't have any fill in the blanks, but we have a couple more fun questions.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
What about your most embarrassing autocorrect?
Well, you know what makes me mad is that I never want to say duck you. And
so that is annoying.
That really infuriates me. Like, why would anybody say I'm ducking mad? Or duck this.
This.
Duck you.
And duck you.
Duck off.
Duck yourself.
Never.
Duck yourself.
Duck yourself. You got to be ducking kidding. I mean, like, why?
Yeah.
That really, really bothers me.
But wouldn't it eventually correct duck to?
No. I'm still ducking she's all still, the time.
She's always ducked up about it.
Yeah.
Don't get me started. Sorry.
Should I tell my sister's autocorrect?
Sure.
Inappropriate autocorrect?
Go.
She'll kill me. My sister, she was dating a fellow and they were texting. They were supposed to go on a date. And she said, she actually genuinely did fall ill. So she texted him and she said, I am so, so sorry. I was so excited to meet you. I can't believe it. I hardly ever get, she meant to say sick. And it came out dick. So that's the text that went to this new guy that she was out to date. Like, I was so excited. I hardly ever
get dick.
And he's like, oh. And she sent me that. I actually have a screenshot of it somewhere on one of my phones.
That would make you so happy.
Oh, so happy.
G would be like, are you sure you don't need me to come over?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be G. G will take one for the team.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, she was a little
even mortified. Bonds likes that. She thinks it's funny. Huh, Mama Sue?
So in our group, we find ladies are always like talking about their Jillian journey and all of the great transformations that they've made. Mm-hmm. But we do sometimes see some posts from ladies who are like, oh, I still worry about this body part or I still worry about that body part. So often I will make a post and say, let's post something that you love about yourself today. Like name at least one thing that you don't want to change about yourself. So my question would be, what do you love about yourself that you would never want to change?
My winning personality. I mean,
I think they were talking physically.
No. It was just something you love. It could be physical. It could be... Maybe give us one of each. How's that?
No, I'm a charismatic motherfucker, Janice.
No, I know that.
No, when I want to be, today I'm tired. But...
You have a very big heart. Your heart is very full.
No.
But it's also tender.
No.
Yeah, I'm just going to say. You have a tender heart.
It. No, no.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. No.
No.
Mm-mm.
You are led in life by your heart.
I think that I.
Oh my God.
And I'm funny.
Oh my God.
I'm funny too.
Yeah, just not today, but I usually am very funny. I'm tired right now. And this week will not stop hammering at me, but I'm funny. Funnier than Manus, of course, which everybody thinks so. And yeah.
And a physical feature, even though we don't really
that I would get rid of
apart. No, that you love.
No, oh, that I love. That love. Oh, I was gonna say cellulite.
No, that you love.
Just won't go away.
Your shoulders. You got good shoulders.
I have green eyes. I have good eyes. I like my eyes, even though they're under my sunglasses.
You do.
But
have
when
nice
I look
eyes.
At you, like my eyes are super sensitive, so it's like I'm looking out the window at you. So I had to do that. I know it's funny. Yeah, dinosaur.
Yeah.
Look at her. She's tired. Actually, that's why her foot's up. Go night night, bug.
You got not a bad ass.
My ass is my worst feature.
I don't think it's so bad.
No, trust me. It's got dimples all over it. Pisses me off. It's genetic. I can't do anything about it.
Well, I just see you in jeans, so you know what.
Well, but I'm just telling you.
Okay.
That,
I just wanted to add that in.
I did think, like, I've heard about fat injections in your ass. I thought about maybe taking some fat and filling in the gaps.
Oh, my God.
What do you think?
No.
You know what?
Okay.
I've heard of people pulling fat out of their butt to inject in their...
I did that. Ass face.
Okay, we have to talk later.
Yeah, but you know it doesn't work. It costs a fortune, too. Because I was like, oh, it's natural. This is heaven. Because you know they say... Didn't we talk about that on here, Janice? Because they say that... They say that when you get older, it's either your ass or your face, right?
Yeah.
So you either keep a little extra weight on you or you look really old. So I was like... So I ended up just keeping a little extra weight on. me now for that reason, because my face, if I don't, I get really gaunt. So I tried. I was like, oh, I'm going to take some fat and I'm going to put it in my face. But I was like, just do a teeny bit. I don't want to look like a weirdo. So just do a little bit, because I get these, like, when I'm tired, I get these sockets under my eyes. And it's like, it literally, your body just metabolizes right through it. It was crazy. Like, it just.
I'm so
like,
it doesn't stay?
No. At all. It doesn't, yeah. Mama. Oh, I don't know why. I wanted to understand that, but, yeah. it. But they say, oh, you'll get like a year or two. And I was like, wait a minute. This is so much money. And you get a year or two? It's not worth it. Because, you know, the filler stuff, who knows what that is, man? It's creepy. I don't know what that is. And I've been told it's like sketchy as hell. But your own fat made perfect sense. I thought I was winning. I was cheating the system.
You were just moving it.
But no, your body metabolizes right through it. It's bizarre.
The best part is you legitimately get to call her ass face.
Ass face.
That is true.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago when I did that. Wow. Ass face, when we shot the Spike show. Yeah, and for like 5 minutes, I felt so fresh, and then no.
Okay, so since it's probably not that easy for you to actually join the group, what would you shout out to them, or what would you say? Say something to the junkies, because they love you and they would love to hear what you think of them and what you would say if you were to make a post in the group.
Oh, well, I'm going to figure out how to make a post in the group, and then I will leave something truly inspiring and life changing in the group, because there's no such thing as obstacles.
Excellent. Wonderful. They would absolutely love that.
You guys are in charge of giving us a nice wrap up.
Oh. Can it be a junkie shout out?
It sure can. Okay. It should be.
Could it? Okay, so if anybody would like to join our group, and you are a woman who loves Jillian and avoids drama like the plague, and you love to build up others and inspire others and just be basically happy, kind, then our group is Jillian Michaels Workout Junkies on Facebook, and we have an Instagram.
Guys, cool. All seriousness, you've been such good sports. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
You've taken the worst of it here, I think. And it is a motley, horrendously horrible crew.
Very cool. Lisa, yeah. Carlin, thank you both for coming in. That was very cool.
Isn't it amazing how unorganized?
It's great.
It's moment?
So fun. You guys have so much fun. That's
that's
life.
That we do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, Bon?
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at jillianpodcast@gmail.com.
Guidelines.
Guidelines.
Yes.
Three sentences.
Or less.
Or less.
And a phone number.
And a phone number.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye.